Good morning. It is so nice to be here and to be with you. Welcome. If you're here in the service or if you are at home worshiping with us from there, if you wouldn't mind, get a connection card and fill it out and drop it in the offering once the offering is passed later in the service. That helps us and maybe it even helps you. We are so blessed to have Reverend Beth with us again to preach this morning and to have Bill helping out as well. I want to call your attention to just a couple of things. Sorby Richner and Phil Christman are leading a two-part series this morning in adult formation. It's something I don't want to miss, and I don't think you're going to want to miss. It's an examination of the book, Fully Alive, Tending to the Soul in Turbulent Times. It seems relevant, so join us downstairs after the service for that adult formation. I just want to call your attention to also to the online photo directory. If you haven't sent in updated information or a photo of you and anyone in your household, that is helping Reverend Laura, as she joins us in July, get to know us. So please do that. Also, and last, scholarships are available. Your information about all of that is in your bulletin, also online, so take a look at that if you think that is relevant to you. And now, let's worship. Emma?
Shout for joy, wait to the Lord, Lord all the earth. All the earth blows down to the Lord. Come and see what God has done.
Thank you.
please stand for the opening prayer. God, we thank you for all the people and things we like and love. So help us worship you wherever we go. Amen. Come and listen, all who fear the Lord.
We will tell what God has done for us.
We cried aloud to God.
We praise the Lord with our voices.
If we had cherished this evil in our hearts,
the Lord would not have listened.
But truly God has listened. Blessed be the Lord who reverses our prayers. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated. But in your hearts, Sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense against to anyone who demands from you accounts, attempting to hope for hope of that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, mundanely, a good conscience, so that when you are maintained, and those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it's better to suffer for doing good if suffering should be God's will than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for his sins, and once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was pulled to death in flesh, but made alive in spirit, which also he went to make a proclamation to the spirits in prison, and who in the former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which few, that is eight, lives, were saved through water and baptism, which this prefigured now saves you, not as a removal of the dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection and of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made to subject him. The word of God for the people of God.
Like a mystery? I do too. And I have one for you, okay? So think about this. I never met and I never saw my great, great, great grandmother. So did she exist?
No.
I never saw her, but I'm pretty sure she existed. And I just have to trust my mom and dad to say that she did, right? Oh, here's another one.
I never saw Grandma Gwen.
There you go. But she probably existed, didn't she? Can you see the air around you?
No.
But does it exist? I think it does, right? In fact, ooh, look at this. Check this out. We know it exists. Oh, look, because it's blowing your hair back. It's making you blink. It's pretty powerful, even though we can't see it, right? So that reminds me of a story that Reverend Beth is going to talk about today. And that is, Jesus gathered all of his friends, and he told them what was going to happen. And it wasn't a good story. It was sad. And they said that. He said, I'm actually going to die. And his friends said, no, we don't want that to happen. That's too sad. And he said, it is sad. I don't want to. But here's the thing. I'm going to send you something that will always be with you, even when I'm not with you. And it will help you feel my love, and it will help you know how to love, and it will help you live your joy, and it will be with you all the time. Wow. Even though we can't see it, it seems pretty powerful, right? So, when Jesus ascended into heaven, he sent his followers and us the Holy Spirit. And we can't see it, but it exists. And it's like having Jesus in our hearts all the time, teaching us how to love like Jesus loves and how to live like Jesus wants us to. Now that's a pretty good mystery, isn't it? Yeah. Let's pray, shall we? God, thank you for great, great, great grandmothers. Thank you for air. And God, thank you for the Holy Spirit so that we can always feel you and your presence with us always. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's
friends, we prepare our hearts and minds to go in prayer together. Let us pray. Loving God, your love for us cannot be expressed. It cannot be measured or described. Nothing can contain it because it is a whole universe of love. You are love. And clearly your wish for your church is that we be channels of your love to everyone, every day, in every way we can. Wow, but that's tough. That's beyond tough. It's impossible. We mean well, Lord, sure, but on many days, we have trouble loving ourselves and our dearest loved ones. We don't often excel at loving others beyond our tightest circles of concern, like our families. And honestly, we too often fail miserably there as well. In fact, sometimes loving ourselves and loving our loved ones is the hardest thing of all. Love, real love, can be so hard. It's putting others first while also valuing ourselves. It's doing things for others, sometimes with no end in sight. Just ask any parent, Lord. It's never ending. It means self-sacrifice, empathic understanding, and finding thoughtful responses to challenging situations instead of the knee-jerk reactions that come to us so easily. In short, oh God, we need help. Surely this is why Jesus promised to send us an advocate, right? That is, your own loving Spirit, God, to be with us, to live in us, to guide and empower us. Otherwise, what hope should we ever have to be a force for real love in the world to which you call us? And don't we know it? Our world needs love so much, so completely, so badly, because so much in the world is mean, hateful, destructive. We see abuses of power, acts of cruelty and greed, unloving, unlovely. We see it in the usual suspects, sure, but also in too many local, national, and global leaders, those persons whom we should otherwise hope to trust. Here at home, it's unjust immigration enforcement, trumped-up attacks for political or social stands, the eroding of our most cherished values. Around the world, we're overwhelmed by the indescribable suffering in places like Ukraine and Somalia and in so many places throughout the Middle East. It's too much, O God. We can barely manage to be loving in our own small worlds. How can we be the church of love in a world that overwhelms us with its needs? Thank you. Thank you for sending your Spirit and sending your Spirit anew in us each day so that somehow, by your power, we can light our candles in the darkness that surrounds us. For those of us discouraged today, grant us the faith to find what we need. For those of us hurt or ill, bind up our wounds and salve our spirits. For those of us broken and bleeding, bring us into the intensive care of your loving arms. Show us the way. We pause now in the silence of our hearts and minds to offer our own personal and private prayers. And we turn now to pray for those among us to whom we know to pray for by name. We pray for Pidgey Caroli, Paula Burton, John Vandervliet, Mary Margaret Hatt, Emily Wright, Erica Deals, Ed Parmentier, Catherine Carty, Marilyn McKenzie, Keith Pickleman, Marlene Francis. We pray for Roberta House and Mervyn Ucarts and Esther Floyd, Marilyn Marsh, Helga Mortensen, Cindy Okarski. We pray for Greg Dubois, Keith Maurer, and Beth Granberry. And we close our prayer today, O God, by praying together the prayer that you, our Lord, taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou art the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please stand as you are able for the reading of the gospel. From the gospel according to John. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We find ourselves today on the sixth Sunday of Easter. We're still basking in the glow of that glorious resurrection day a few Sundays ago. As St. Augustine affirmed, we are Easter people, and our song is Alleluia. We're still singing and saying that today, aren't we? It is easier to say on Resurrection Day itself, but what does it truly mean to be Easter people all year long? How do we live and practice an Easter life, especially in a world where wars and injustices are happening and there's so much suffering and loss and pain? Now what, we ask ourselves. How are we to live? This beautiful reading from the Gospel of John gives us some answers, I believe. It is a portion of Jesus' farewell discourse as he is saying goodbye to his disciples and preparing them for his departure, his coming death. At the same time he's saying goodbye, he is promising them the gift of the Holy Spirit. In this way, it serves the purpose of preparing them for life in the world after he is gone, with the message of the glorified risen Christ in the presence of the Spirit. But we are still on Thursday night, the day before Jesus is to be crucified. He has shared a meal with them. He has washed their feet. He has foretold his betrayal in Peter's denial. He is anticipating his arrest and crucifixion the next day. And yes, even his resurrection and ascension. But the disciples are scared and confused, terrified of being left alone. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, Jesus says. We might wonder to which commandments he is referring, but he has already clarified that in chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. I will give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. But as Bill shared in his prayer, this is not so easy, is it? There are many times when we don't even like each other, much less love one another. And in a world and country divided by hate, it seems totally impossible. However, Jesus continues in chapter 14 that he will give another advocate, himself being the first advocate, but this other advocate to be the Holy Spirit, to be with you forever. The Greek word for advocate is paraclete, meaning literally to walk along beside. Jesus is promising his presence and power will continue with the disciples. Paraclete has several layers of meaning, including advocate in the legal sense, helper, counselor, guide, teacher, comforter. Theologian Robert Carnwell explores these layers in this way. As helper, the Spirit empowers the members of the body of Christ to serve and care for their neighbor. As comforter, the Spirit comes alongside us, bringing hope to the hopeless and comfort to the grieving and suffering in our midst. As advocate, we see the Spirit giving witness to Jesus, putting forward his case to humanity. And the image of counselor speaks of one who offers guidance and direction. It is just one Greek word, and yet it offers so many possibilities for us to engage one another in Jesus' healing presence, now and going forward. To love is to be an advocate and to walk alongside others, to give oneself for others. But how can we live and love as Jesus did, except through the mysterious gift and power he gives through his Spirit, so that we become his face, his hands, his heart, and body? Jesus is offering his continued presence and comfort, for he knows that the disciples will encounter rough times, including persecution. He is promising that the risen Christ will be present even in them, even in you and me, abiding in relationship, manifesting itself in love. The new life lived out by the community of Jesus, the Easter life, is challenging and demanding and dangerous. But this presence is now and will continue through the community of faith, through the likes of the disciples and of you and me. For God is with us, and the Spirit abides within us. Even though we may feel Jesus' absence, he makes himself present in the Spirit. And again, it is mystery, a great mystery, and it is faith. However, faith without love is incomplete. Authentic love is not passive, but rather it is active and demonstrative. Through Jesus' commandments and the gift of the Spirit, we are empowered to share in God's loving mission. Yes, the risen Christ is with us. Even as our world and country are in turmoil, as Walter Brueggemann asserts, practicing Easter life continues to be risky because it contradicts the deathly commitments of our world, one devoured by greed, anxiety, violence, and oppression. However, a practice of Easter life continues also to be one of joy and increased faith as we continue to strive to love one another as Jesus has loved us. To love is to be an advocate and to walk alongside others and to give oneself to others. But how are we to do that? Sometimes it could be quite literal. I had a friend who was running the River Run in Jacksonville, Florida. The route goes over a high bridge over the St. John's River. He was intent on making a good run and having a good pace, and he was doing just fine until on the top of the bridge, he passed a woman in distress. She was having a panic attack, a meltdown of some sort. Terrified of heights and of the bridge, she could simply not take another step. My friend passed her, took a few more steps, then turned around, went back to the woman, put his arm around her, and escorted her over the bridge. Sometimes we walk alongside, literally, with others who are hurting, suffering, in need, or pain. You've heard much of the rest of this before about how we love our neighbors as ourselves. Mother Teresa simply said, do small things with great love. And you and I, we start right where we are, in our families, our schools, our work, our church, our community, reaching outward in concentric circles. For Jesus sends us into the whole world. Our director of community life, Zan Morgan, as well as our various boards, including Mission Outreach, Mission Action, Near and Far, Caring Community, are all great resources to connect us with advocacy opportunities. As we stand up against injustices, as we walk alongside others in solidarity. Recently, a Michigan clergy group stood in solidarity with the detainees at the ICE Center near Baldwin, Michigan, advocating for better conditions. Yes, the Easter life is challenging, but also joyful. especially as we share it together in community and stand alongside one another. We absolutely cannot live and love as Jesus did, except the mysterious gift and power which he gives through his Spirit. But this is the amazing thing. We truly have that capacity to love as Jesus did because of the gift which abides in us. Along with Jesus' command to love, he gives us the powerful gift of the Holy Spirit. And so we truly have the potential to be Christ to one another. There is much darkness, hate, evil, injustice in our world. We all deal with grief and loss. We know what it's like to be scared and confused, alone. There is much about which we have to be fearful and anxious in this world. But hear the good news once again. Jesus has overcome the world. Jesus still breaks into the reality of death, despair, fear, loneliness, heartache. We hold on to these promises, this legacy of love, which empowers us with Christ's very own presence and peace. Our church had t-shirts made several years ago. I think they're still available. On the back it says, First Baptist Church of Ann Arbor, open to all, closed to none. On the front, in beautiful colors, it says, love over hate, love over indifference, love over difference, love over barriers, love over borders, love over fear, love over ego, love over and over and over again. Wendell Berry is an American novelist, poet, cultural critic, activist, and farmer. He lives in Kentucky and is now 91 years old. Here are a few excerpts from his poem Manifesto, The Mad Farmer Liberation Front. So friends, every day do something that does not compute. Love the Lord. Love the world. Love someone who does not deserve it. Laugh. Be joyful, though you have considered all the facts. Practice resurrection. We are Easter people, you and I. Let us go forth and practice resurrection this day, empowered by Jesus' legacy of love and his gift of the Spirit. Amen. With our love and generosity, we now bring our gifts and offerings. Gracious God, receive these gifts and take our lives as well, and use us for your service and your work to bring about your kingdom here on earth, near and far. In Jesus' name, amen. We share now our love with one another. May the peace of Christ be with you. Dear friends, let us go from this place, empowered by the gift of the Spirit and Jesus' legacy of love, to love over and over and over again. Go in peace to follow Christ.